Hey guys, Rob from Cigar Federation here with you. IPCPR 2016. We are in the Drew Estate booth with the man, Willie Herrera. Willie, thanks for taking the time, brother.
Brother, thank you.
Always a pleasure. All right, got to talk about the Herrera Esteli. It's Herrera Esteli Miami, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Herrera Esteli Miami. So it's basically the first year, the first limited I did was a Lancero in the Herrera Esteli line. Second year, I did the Churchill in the Norteño line. So this year, I went back to the Herrera Esteli. But I wanted to do a little twist on it. So the years past, it's been a limited size with the same core blend.
Okay.
This year, I took it back to Miami. So kind of going back to your roots, going back to my roots.
Yeah.
And I did a totally different blend. I did a blend using our tobaccos in Miami. So it's not, you know, people are not going to smoke a different size of the Herrera Esteli blend. This blend's Dominican Nicaraguan. It's got a Sumatran binder, and it's got an Ecuadorian Habano Oscuro wrapper. So it's a little bit fuller than the core line.
Okay.
It is a unique size. There isn't a 5 3/4 by 48 size within the core line. But, you know, for me, it was exciting to go back to where it all started, you know, sitting down with my team and, you know, grabbing our tobaccos, our limited tobaccos, and kind of going back to what I used to do.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Is the first time anything from a Drew Estate cigar has been blended at El Titan?
Oh, yeah. First time. So, you know, it's extra special,
Yeah. You
know, because it's going back to Miami and everybody's always talking about El Titan and how it was and this and that. So we have that now, kind of pay homage to it, you know?
Never forget your roots, right?
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's the key.
Yeah. So this is limited?
It's limited. I believe the first two were 2,000 boxes for the Churchill and the Lancero.
Yeah.
I believe we're doing 4,000 boxes of this
4,000, okay.
Yeah, because it kind of went by too quick, and a lot of people didn't get a chance to get them. So I believe we're doing 4,000 boxes of this limited size.
Oh, okay, you know? So it's limited, but you should be able to get your hands on it.
You should be able to, yeah.
What's the price point on it?
I believe it's between 8 and 10,
really?
Somewhere around there, I believe.
Wow, for a cigar, you know? Out of El Titan, that's a really good price.
Yeah, yeah. You know, because it is Miami, because it is more expensive to do stuff out of there, it's family, so I kind of, you know, wiggled and, and kind of squeezed a little bit to get a price point where it wouldn't be, you know, too crazy.
Yeah,
so
that's awesome.
It's nice.
Yeah. Take advantage of those old relationships.
Hey,
that's great. So, but you've been working on a lot of other things. We've got some stuff that was limited before is coming back and some other things. So tell us about it.
A lot of stuff in Liga Privada, the Unicos, you know, the Velvets, the Radzillas, the Pigs, in both the number 9s and the 52s. We're bringing out Tubos in the number 9s and the 52s. I mean, just a ton of stuff, a lot of line extensions, new sizes in acids, new packaging in the tabacs, new packaging in Herrera Esteli. We came out with some beautiful red trays now. Cigars the same, nothing's changing in the cigar, just new packaging. Just a lot of new stuff, man.
Doesn't sound like you guys have been busy at all.
Yeah, no, not at all.
When was the last time you got some sleep?
Actually, I got good sleep last night.
So did I.
Had dinner and went to bed.
That's basically what we had dinner. We went out and messed around a little bit, but
no messing around, man. I ducked and weaved on the way back to the room, and I was in bed by 11.
Got to hit that fresh feeling for day 2.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Awesome, Willie. Thanks so much.
No,
man.
Thank you, guys.
Always a pleasure.
You guys do a great job.
Thank you.
Great
thank
job,
you.
And we appreciate everything you guys do for us. So.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Thanks for checking out all of our coverage of IPCPR 2016. CigarFederation.com.
See ya.